ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third and nine coming up for Jacksonville as we get the fourth quarter started now. The Titans with the ball at their own 44-yard line. By the way, over on KTLO AM, they're in the sixth inning now. Nationals still leading the Cardinals 1-0.
Big play coming up here for the Bombers. It's time to make a defensive stand and get the ball back.
Third and nine for Jacksonville. Cobbs to pass. Again, the quick hitter out to the near sideline. McKay makes the catch, gets a block, and McKay's going to be out of bounds at about the 50. They'll pick up about six. So it's going to be fourth at about three here for Jacksonville.
Brody Patterson on the stop. You know, Jacksonville's been pretty dangerous, or I should say not dangerous. They've been just pretty deliberate that they're going to go out there and go for it on these fourths and shorts. I don't know if I'd want to give Mountain Home a short field, but that's what they're going to try and do.
Trips to the right side here for the Titans. Cobbs works out of the gun as he has all night. Hand off Fortson coming to the near side. The Bombers hit him. Did the ball come out? It did, didn't it? Either way, it's going to be Mountain Home football because it's at the 49-yard line. So the Bombers hold on fourth down. And Mountain Home gets the ball back at the 49-yard line.
Pausch come over and hit him right at the 50. And that ball came loose. They were able to cover it. Jacksonville covered it. But, you know, still doesn't matter. It's not a change of possession. And you're short of the first down marker.
So the Bombers will have it at their own 49-yard line. And there's 11:43 left in the game. Bombers down 8-7. Let's see what adjustments Mountain Home has made from that last drive. They moved the ball pretty well and stalled out inside the 10. Handoff is Bashir's straight ahead, and he's going to pick up a yard. Looks like maybe two on the play to about the 49 of Jacksonville.
You know, good offensive line push there, but weren't able to get the ball carrier to go through the same holes the linemen were creating. You know, we've seen that several times where those linemen are 4 or 5 yards downfield and we're not really doing a good job of following those particular blocks.
They're going to mark it at about the 48, so second and about 7 here for Mountain Home. Working left to right here in this final period.
Blitz.
Here comes the run to the near side. Gross is going to be stood up, and he's going to fall ahead, maybe pick up a half yard or so. So it's going to be third down and about 7 coming up here for Mountain Home.
Brad, the Bombers are just struggling right now to hit anything that's not inside the tackles. I've got to get some outside running game going to get them to be honest because Jacksonville walked up, run blitz there, was ready to fly through the hole to the football. And, you know, just got to be able to develop more options.
Five-man front, the linebacker crashes through there and breaking the line of scrimmage and almost breaking it was Bashir's. He's going to be down at about the 42, so fourth and about two coming up here for Mountain Home.
Talbert's slow to get up for the Bombers. He is up, but, boy, he looks like he's in some pain with the elbow or shoulder.
Second time he's been slow to get up tonight. So fourth down here for this Mountain Home offense. 42-yard line of Jacksonville. Mountain Home has to go about a yard and a half here. Stockton gives it to Gross. Gross bounces outside, has a first down inside the 40, down to the 35, and the Bombers convert on fourth down.
Jacksonville showed run blitz again and walked up the linebackers into the guard center gap and was trying to blitz through that hole. And a great job of Gross to kick it outside and get around the end.
So a fresh set of downs now for this Bomber offense. 9:34 left in the contest. Jacksonville leads it 8-7. One of these teams will pick up their first conference victory of the season tonight. Here's that misdirection play, and boy, Jacksonville blew that up. They got there at the same time as Hershberger did to receive the handoff, and Gage is going to go backwards, a loss of like about 2 to the 37.
Yeah, it gave him a loss of 2 for his four. That's where they met him, in the backfield. Finished about 4 yards deep from the line of scrimmage, and, that's the inconsistency with the line that you see, and it just can drive you batty trying to figure out how do you – have the great plays 5 times in a row, and then you just, at your key points, you don't make those blocks. So, got to get back control of the line of scrimmage. I mean, those are some big kids, but they're not unmovable.
This time it's Bashir straight ahead from the fullback position. He gets driven backwards. He's going to get a spot to about the, not much. We're going to call it no gain on the play.
And that's the biggest number 13 I've ever seen. Keontae Levy checking in at 6'1", about 258. And he just got a hold of Bashir's and spun him right to the ground.
So it's third and about 12 here for Mountain Home with 8:06 left in the contest, down by a score of 8-7. Two receivers right side now for the Bombers on third and 12. They put it in air for the first time tonight. They do. Stockton, the throwback pass, going back left side to Pounce. That's a lateral. It's a backwards pass. Jacksonville covers it, and the Titans have the football after the turnover.
Saw that pass in practice, and Coach Maddox talked about it, and he didn't know if he wanted to show that tonight. I'd seen it mostly with Lee being the receiver. I'm not 100% sure. That almost looked like he wanted to catch that for a double pass.
Yeah.
And, that's one of those things. Boy, that's a big play.
Loss of 12 on the play back to the 49-yard line, and the turnover.
Most importantly,
yes.
Gives the ball back.
So now the Titans with the ball at their own 49-yard line. And they'll want to be
very deliberate.
Yes, with this offensive possession with 7:46 to play. First turnover of the night. Here's Fortson as Jacksonville keeps it on the ground. Fortson will keep the legs driving, move it inside the 50 down to about the 48, a pickup of 3 on first down.
Thus far, the Bombers have done a really good job of bottling him up.
They have.
I mean, he's getting consistent 3- and 4-yard gains. But some very good things to go back and look at on the film when they have the defensive play tonight.
Trips to the left side for the Titans. Second and about 7 coming up here for Jacksonville. Cobbs wants to pass. Across the middle, has a man. It's caught. Did he hang on to it? He did. And it's a first down inside the 40. Completion that time to Vilbrew.
That was the first time where he looked to throw that swing pass and then turned around and threw it to a guy running a slant, and he was wide open.
It was an 11-yard pickup across the middle for Jacksonville, their 12th first down of the night. 6:49 to play. Bombers are down by a score of 8-7. Fresh set of downs now for Jacksonville. Cobbs will keep it on that. Looked to be a read option. He's going to keep it and take on a tackler at the 34-yard line, and he's going to wind up at an inside the 30. Looks like about the 29-yard line.
Good carry by Cobbs. Being aggressive again.
You mentioned earlier, Sonny, he's not a prototypical quarterback when he's running the ball. That's the second time we've seen him take on the tackler.
Yeah, he takes on the tackler and he lowers the shoulder, and he wants to make sure that if you're going to tackle him, you're going to pay for it.
8-yard pickup to the 29, second and 2 now for Jacksonville. He wants to pass. It's complete near side as Bobo makes the catch, shakes a defender at the 21, takes it inside the 15, down to the 12-yard line.
You know, Jacksonville is playing a little deliberate to set up their plays, but they're not being conservative with their play calling. In fact, they've opened it up and thrown some pass routes that they didn't show for the first three quarters.
17-yard pass play, I should say, down to the 12-yard line. First down for Jacksonville with 6:17 to play, and the Titans are up by a point, but threatening to add some more. Here's a design run for the quarterback, Cobbs. He's going to take it inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. He picks up 6 on first down.
Good carry by the quarterback. Like I say, well, he's sure not ahead to stick his head down and run through there. Defensive switch up. You see bigger linemen coming in once we get down here about the inside the 10. Lance Magoo in on defense at the defensive tackle positions.
They mark him down for a 5-yard gain at the 7 officially, so it's going to be 2nd and 5 here for the Titans at the Mountain Home 7-yard line. Play being signaled in from the sideline. 4 on the play clock. They'll snap it. The handoff, Fortson straight ahead. Fortson inside the 5. The ball comes out. And Jacksonville has recovered. At the 6 is where they recover the fumble. So it goes for a 1-yard gain. So 3rd and about 4 here for the Titans with 5:04 to play.
Fortson limps off to the sideline.
So Bobo, who's been a receiver tonight, he's been in the backfield some. He's going to be the running back now. Trips to the right side, 3rd and 5 for Jacksonville. Bobo goes in motion. They empty the backfield. The pass to Bobo, and that swing route once again. He breaks the tackle at the 9, and he is in for the touchdown. They bring him out of the backfield on that swing route, and it works for the touchdown, and Jacksonville extends their lead.
Smart football. Take advantage of your players. You put them out there and give them some space. And, you know, the Bombers have to respect those receivers that are already out there. And then they did a great job of blocking and allowing him to punch it into the end zone.
6-yard touchdown pass makes it 14-7, Jacksonville. And, again, they don't have a place kicker, so they line up and go for 2 every time. This is a big conversion. This makes it a 2-possession game if they get this. 2 receivers each side. Quarterback takes it straight ahead, and he's in. 2-point conversion is good. So we have 4:36 to play. We'll break with the score. Jacksonville 16, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi, where the blues was born from the soulful sounds of gospel. This intergalactic superstar was forced to move here with his family during World War II. Know why? Find the answer and much more about this remarkable place by visiting DeltaByways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers in a hole now. They're down 2 possessions at 16-7 with 4:36 to play. Jacksonville getting set to kick off after the touchdown pass from Cobbs to Bobo. There's a kick taken by Mountain Home at the 38 by Brody Patterson. Returns it across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start the drive. So they have good field position. And suddenly this is not a quick strike offense by Mountain Home.
No,
you've got to find a way to speed up the tempo.
Yes, I was just thinking that myself as we were coming back. It was like, you know, this is a situation that we don't want to find ourselves in, even though it's really only a 9-point deficit. We don't have anything designed to move fast enough to really get 2 possessions. I mean, obviously, if you can get a score here, you're looking at an onside kick. And so I might see the ball in the air again.
2 receivers to the left side. Stockton looks to pass. He's hit as he throws. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, that was that little waggle look there. He just kind of rolls out to the left and looks for a receiver. Just not enough time to get the ball in the air. And he's hobbling a little bit, hopping around back there.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance to get set up or anything. The defenders were, he had two breathing down his neck immediately. So it's going to be second and 10 now for Mountain Home. .426 left in the contest. Stockton back to pass, hit immediately, and the pass is complete. He got it complete across the middle, and it's going to go for about an 8 or 9 yard gain, making the one-handed grab, it looked like, across the middle. Is that Walker?
It was Walker, coming kind of released from that wingback position and got down there for a good, nice, about 8 yard pickup.
So third and two for Mountain Home. Stockton completes his first pass of the night. Third and two, and the handoff, the Hirschberger, I believe, wound up with it. And it was Bashir's. It's going to be right at the line to gain. This is going to be very close. This is close. It looks like he's going to be just shy. So it's going to be fourth and inches coming up here for Mountain Home.
Yeah, and I really think the design of that play was you pop it real quick. They're expecting you to pass, get the first down. The clock will stop, and you can reset and go again. Now you're in a fourth down and inches situation.
Fourth and inches for this Mountain Home offense, and they convert. Running over a defender as Hirschberger takes it. He needed inches, and he gets about 5.5 yards instead. And the first down for Mountain Home. 3:11 to go, and Mountain Home's got to speed up this offense down.
Now really not huddling, just kind of breaking it quick and trying to get to the play, get to the line of scrimmage and run a play.
Stockton the pass, rolling right side, hit again as he throws, and the pass is incomplete.
Intended for Walker again. He was running a little release route out here in the flat. Had to rush it a little bit and threw a little high. But now the clock has stopped, so you can regroup a little bit and have a little more time to get this play call.
Gross will bring the play in from the sideline as Hirschberger comes out with exactly 3 minutes left in the game. Jacksonville leading Mountain Home 16-7.
You know, last week there was a nice connection between Gross and Stockton on that waggle pass.
You
and
bet.
We might see something like that again.
Stockton rolling to the right.
Throwback.
As he throws, and this is
picked.
It was intercepted, yep.
He scooped it right off the turf.
So the pass is intercepted, and Jacksonville will take over.
One of the Titans is down.
38. So that's the second turnover of the night by Mountain Home. They fumbled one away, officially a fumble on that backwards pass, and now the interception with 2:54 to go. Now it's up to the defense to find a way to create a turnover and get the football back as Jacksonville will start this drive at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, Jacksonville, they can just run out the clock with a couple of first downs.
Two receivers each side and
Fortson.
Yeah, Fortson straight ahead just across the 40. He's going to pick up a couple of the yards here.
Mountain Home's burned their first timeout.
So with 2:47 left in the game, we will take a break. It's Jacksonville 16, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's the season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you. and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
2:47 left to play. Because of the injured player, Mountain Home gets their timeout back, so they still have a full complement of three timeouts left to use. It was Fortson that came off the field. And so Bobo is going to be in a running back now for the Titans. Second and about seven here for Jacksonville. Bobo gets the handoff, breaks the line of scrimmage, and is going to pick up about two, maybe.
And Bombers will use signal Jacksonville timeout, and I assume the Bombers have called timeout.
So we will break with 2:41 left. Jacksonville leads at 16-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third down for the Titans, third and about six or so here. Cobbs looking to pass, looking long down the left sideline. Palmer makes the catch, first down inside the 20.
Wow.
They're throwing the ball.
They're throwing the ball.
That blew my mind.
Yeah. Where Kirk Herbstreit says something, you know, along the lines of, what are you doing, man? You're trying to let the other guy back in the game? I guess you don't whenever the big man can haul it in for a 30-plus game.
Exactly.
That's a
40-yard pass play.
Backbreaker for the Bombers.
Yes, down to the 17-yard line. Wow. 2:35 to play, and Jacksonville leads it 16-7. It's a two-possession game. Motion to the right side. They empty the backfield. Pass across the middle. Complete. Touchdown, Jacksonville. They go to the air again. And that's Deontay Bilbrew with the touchdown catch.
And that was set up beautifully. They'd been running that route, you know, the swing pass. Then they had the back in motion, releasing out into that area and throw it to him a couple of times. And then this time they run the same action, fake the throw, and the defender bites. On the throw, allows the receiver to release over the middle free, makes a catch, and it's a touchdown.
One thing I want to say about this, too, I mean, it's a nine-point game, you know, and they could run out the clock or work on that. But also, you got to think about tiebreaker points.
Exactly.
So that's exactly why they're looking at trying to score some here, so, and not just run out the clock. Two-point conversion. The pass is going to be incomplete.
Yeah, I kind of got messed up. They're just running a little slant route there and a little incidental contact with the defender, and the ball goes awry.
So with 2:18 left to play in the contest, it's 22-7. Jacksonville with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hershberger receives the kick at about the 38, and is going to take it to about the 42 or so before he is pulled down. And Hershberger on the return. Bombers are down 15 with 2:13 to play.
You know, Mountain Home adjusted their return game to, because they kicked it to Patterson every time. They put Hershberger in that spot. They didn't kick it to a different spot, kicked it to the same spot. But what they did was they covered the football. They did a great job coming up, make a hit. And, you know, I'm very impressed with some of the changes in Jacksonville's style of football. Much more composed would be a good word to describe it. Coach Johnston's done a good job with these kids.
He has. His first year is here at Jacksonville. So first down for Mountain Home from their own 42-yard line. A little more time as Stockton's pass is going to be incomplete. He was looking for Sorrells up the right side.
They tried to lead him a little bit and just let him a little bit too much, just a couple of steps too far.
He did have a little more time to throw the ball that time. And 22-7 Jacksonville with 2:08 to play. Back home next week, Marion comes to town. Then 2 weeks from tonight, we're right back down here in Pulaski County again, aren't we?
About, what, 4 more miles down the road at Sylvan
Not
Hills.
Not too much further down the road.
And Sylvan Hills, you know, posting one of the most stunning scores of the year so far, leading West Memphis 31-20 in the fourth.
Back to pass to Stockton, and again, he's going to be hit as he throws, and it's going to be incomplete. Looking, you talk about Sylvan Hills leading West Memphis. Sylvan Hills 1-4 on the campaign. They do have one win. They beat McClellan in overtime, which McClellan for the start of the year was ranked in the top five in Class 5A.
Sylvan Hills is one of your Jekyll and Hyde teams.
Yeah.
You know, we played them last year while within a touchdown or so, and it was a really tough game. And then they got hot and ran all the way to the semifinals.
Yep.
So they're a little inconsistent, but if they win that tonight, you know, everybody was kind of looking at this game between Mountain Home, Jacksonville, and Sylvan Hills on who's fighting for that last spot. They kind of eliminate that theory if they can beat West Memphis tonight.
That's true. Here's a pass across the middle complete to Logan Walker, who makes his second nice catch of the evening. It's an 8-yard pickup to the 50,
and that
so it's fourth and two.
Looked like a lot like the same route as the first catch. He's doing a good job going over the middle tonight.
Fourth and two for this Bomber offense now as Stockton is back to pass again. He's going to be hit, and the pass is away, but it's incomplete, and it's going to be intentional grounding, and that's going to wrap it up.
He was outside the tackle box, but he could not get the ball back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, and there was no receiver out there either. So Jacksonville is going to take over now after the penalty. Of course, it was four down, so they just declined this, right?
You would think, but it's also loss of down, so you can take the yardage on top of the turnover on downs. It really only makes about 5 to 7 yards difference. So what do they like to say? 6 one way, half a dozen the other?
Right. So Jacksonville takes over at the 45 of Mountain Home with 1:34 to go. They just have to snap it a couple of times, and this one will be over. Third penalty for 25 yards tonight against Mountain Home. A couple of yard gain here on first down for the Titans. Moves it to the 43.
Titans go into the bench a little bit. It's number 21 coming
in for
the
carry. Looking for Adrian Lipkins, a sophomore, is in at running back now.
Fortson a little banged up. You know, no reason to put him back out there.
59 seconds left to play. They'll have to snap it a couple more times, and this one will be over. Lipkins gets it again, and he is going to be knocked backwards by Dawson Tabor. And we've got a whistle, and
Mountain Home will burn a timeout.
Taking a timeout with 44 seconds left.
Down 15.
So we'll break with 44 seconds left. It's 22-7 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, We support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
So third down coming up here for the Titans. From the 47 of Mountain Home, third and about 12 here for Jacksonville.
I'm thinking that's all he did is he just wanted to settle.
44 seconds to play. It's a 22-7 lead for the Titans. Handoff right side. Well played defensively by Mountain Home. Coming up was Brock Boget to make that hit, and it's about a 3-yard loss on the play.
Yeah, Jacksonville's offensive line not being that aggressive right now with the big lead and a comfortable lead. And so Boget was just really able to fire out like a rocket and make a hit about a yard deep. It was that, there was no lead blockers. That's just kind of your basic stretch play. But if your lineman don't get out in front of you, you're left on your own as a ball
yes.
carrier.
That was a 3-yard loss back to the 50. Mountain Home has called another timeout with 30 seconds left. We'll break. It's 22-7. Jacksonville, you're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers used their last timeout, and the only thing we can figure is it's fourth down here, so Jacksonville is going to run another play. But if Mountain Home could get the ball back and possibly score, they can't win the – well, I'm not going to say they can. You never know what else can happen. But obviously you're just trying to cut into the tiebreaker points here that Jacksonville has. You get up to 13 points towards the tiebreaker with the win. Here's a pass play right side and
stopped short at the 45.
Stopped short, and so the Bombers will take over at their own 45-yard line with 31 seconds left. It was a 5-yard pass play. So Mount Home with the ball at their own 45, and there's 31 seconds left.
You have no timeouts, though, correct?
Right. So, again, you get up to 13 points for victory, the margin of victory up to 13 points. And Jacksonville right now would get the full 13 points. And you never know. It could come in play somewhere down the line where the tiebreaker points are needed and used. And so if you can cut into it, then it could be advantageous to you later in the season.
Sylvan Hills may make this point moot.
They might, yeah, if they hang on to defeat West Memphis tonight. So first down here for the Bombers, and now Jacksonville wants to take a timeout. So we'll break with 31 seconds left. It's 22-7, Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Jacksonville using the timeout, so now the Bombers again will have the ball at the 45-yard line. Harrison wins tonight, but boy, they have to squeak by Bologna, 17-15. Interesting score there.
A little scare for the Gobblers.
Yeah. So first down, Mountain Home at their own 45. Again, 31 seconds to play. Stockton looking to pass. It's going to be tipped, deflected, and incomplete.
Good play by the defensive end getting there, getting his hands up. You know, they always say you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands up, and something good might happen.
And he deflected it. Down to 26.7 seconds left now. From their own 45, Mountain Home back to pass is Stockton looking left side. It's incomplete behind Sorrells, the intended receiver.
Yeah, still a catchable ball, though. You've got to have the body control on that to reach back, and strong hands can really help snag that ball out of the air.
So third down now for this Mountain Home offense with 22 seconds to play. Again, we're back home next week. It's homecoming next Friday night.
Yeah, need a big crowd out.
You bet.
On all the festivities and take on a Marion. I think Marion was losing their game earlier to Searcy.
Boy, Searcy is
something
else. Steamrolled just about everybody they played. Misdirection play coming back to the near side. Here's Hershberger, has a first down run inside the 35, down to the 36 of Jacksonville in a first down.
Best run of the night for the Bombers.
19-yard pickup. Now they have to hurry to the line of scrimmage. Stockton will try to spike it and look like he threw it in one of his offensive linemen's back there.
I threw it into the ground, and then when it hit, it just went forward. It just
that looked odd, didn't it?
It did. Not quite as strange as the punter for the Giants last night kicking it into the back of his upback's helmet.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the New England's pass rush on the kick. Forced the up back into the punter, and when he kicked it, it went right off the back of his head.
So second down for Mountain Home, 13 seconds left. Motion comes to the near side, and boy, there was penetration there right at the mesh point again, and well played by Jacksonville. Ball down to the 40.
Great job by Hershberger to keep that ball from hitting the ground, too, the way they blew that up.
Yep. That's going to do it. Jacksonville has picked up the victory, 22-7. Jacksonville gets the victory here this evening. We'll take a break, begin the postgame show in just a moment. Jacksonville 22, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Saracen Casino Resort in Pine Bluff in Jefferson County believes in children. That's why, without hesitation, we proudly support athletics and academics in Arkansas. Founded by the Quapaw Nation with its base in Oklahoma, our goal has always been to ensure a better quality of life for Arkansas families. In fact, Arkansas is our homeland. We're investing more than $350 million in Arkansas and will employ at least 1,100 people. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.